Blog Talk Radio.
To all of you, welcome to the 2012 debut episode of Relationships 360 Degrees. I'm Tiffany Williams Jallo, relationship enthusiast and host of this very fine program, I might say. Relationships 360 airs Thursday nights at its new time of 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And if you're new to the program on Relationships 360, my guests and I provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain positive, long-lasting, character-based relationships. That is the goal of this program. And tonight, we're picking up where we left off in 2011 with a discussion about how to stop, how to overcome domestic violence. And Bakia Yupta is our guest tonight. She's a certified domestic violence victims advocate, and she's a candidate for the domestic violence specialist certification in the state of New Jersey. She's a certified early childhood head teacher and a certified child care center director. Lots of credentials on her resume. She served as a member of the board of directors for the Domestic Violence Safe House of Eastern Union County, New Jersey, and founded her own organization. It's called the Sisters in Sync Domestic Violence Awareness Advocates, LLC. It's an inner-city-based organization that provides domestic violence awareness workshops and education to early childhood professionals, as well as facilitates peer support group services for domestic violence victims and survivors. And finally, to round out her impressive resume. In December of 2011, she published her first children's book titled Ibby's Feelings, which one lucky listener will receive. So stay tuned for details on that. Bakia, welcome back to Relationships 360 Degrees.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Tiffany, and thank you for inviting me back. It's my pleasure to be here.
No problem. I wanted to give you your own full hour show. You called into our last show of 2011 about substance abuse, and you were very well spoken. You had a lot to add, a lot of meat to add to that discussion, so I definitely wanted to bring you back. So it is my pleasure to have you on the show tonight as the expert about healing the wounds of domestic violence is the title of this program. And Bakia, you have quite a long track record working as a domestic violence advocate, as evidenced by that impressive introduction that I gave of your credentials. What inspired
you? Thank you for that.
Oh, no problem, no problem. You did all the work, so no need to thank me. What inspired you, Bakia, to do that kind of work, to work in the domestic violence field?
What inspired me is my own personal experiences. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I survived domestic violence as an adult. And what inspired my book is that I also survived domestic violence as a child. So Ibby's Feelings talks a lot to my own feelings and experiences and that of other children that I know and adults who experience it as children. So that's where my inspiration comes from.
Okay, that's certainly interesting. And I actually didn't know that you are a domestic violence survivor. I didn't know that. I am curious, you call your children's book Ibby's Feelings. Where does the name Ibby come from?
Ibby is a name. Well, the book is not about my daughter, and it is not and it's not exactly her name. My daughter's middle name is Ibtihaj, and this Well, she's an adult now, and as she grew, from time to time, I would just call her Ibby. You know, our parents, we have these little affectionate pet names that we call our children, and from time to time, I would say Ibby. And I was, as I was writing the book, and I was thinking of a name for the child, Ibby popped into my head, and I said, "Great!" You know, Ibby's feelings, it just seems to flow. So I, you know, so I used that. So that's where it stems from, the name Ibtihaj, which means dawn.
Gotcha. Well, thank you so much for giving us the background on your book. We're going to talk a little bit more about the book a little bit later on in the show. But I wanted to ask you, when you talk about domestic violence, what kind of behavior falls under the domestic violence umbrella? And is domestic violence just physical?
No, domestic violence is not just physical. There are so many different types of domestic violence. There is physical abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, financial abuse, spiritual abuse, sexual abuse. So there are all different types of what we refer to in the domestic violence arena as battering. There are so many different types of battering.
Okay. And I just wanted to, you know, some of the listeners that are pouring into the chat room that are on the phone lines, they may be wondering, Tiff, you know, why start with such a heavy topic, start the new year with such a heavy topic? And so I just wanted to address that really quickly. The reason why I wanted to start off, well, I did mention at the top of the show that last year, 2011, ended with a show about substance abuse. We're doing a series of shows about different forms of abuse, sexual abuse, substance abuse. Bakia called into the substance abuse show, and she talked about a link between substance abuse and domestic violence. And so we didn't get a chance to talk with her for a full hour, so I wanted to start the year off and, you know, end out that series on the different forms of abuse. As well, we know that instances of domestic violence spike during the holiday season or around certain holidays. And so for, you know, those of you who may be listening that are, you know, maybe experience domestic violence, you know, during Christmas, during the New Year, New Year's holiday, I wanted to speak to you guys specifically to equip you with information and tools on, you know, how you can, if you want to get out of the situation, how to go about doing that, to give you a plan to get out or to end the cycle of domestic violence that may be occurring in your life. And if you're the perpetrator, you know, to, you know, maybe get some sort of anger management skills or some sort of help. So we're going to talk about how to do all of that tonight. So that is the reason for doing this show. Again, the title of the show, Healing the Wounds of Domestic Violence, here on Blog Talk Radio. And our expert guest tonight, she is the founder of Sisters in Sync Domestic Violence Awareness Advocates in New Jersey. And her name is Bakia Yukta. So we welcome her to the program. We're glad to have her here tonight. Okay, so we were talking about the different forms of domestic violence is not just physical, as you just explained, Bakia. You also said that it was emotional in nature. There are different forms of domestic violence. I want to talk about some of the risk factors of domestic violence. Are some people more at risk for becoming victims of domestic violence than others?
Domestic violence is it's not something that affects any particular group of people. It affects people of every age or every culture, every ethnicity, and people with disabilities, the elderly, pregnant women, the unborn fetus, adolescent mothers, teens and tweens. The tweens are the ones between 11 and 13 years of age. you name it. If they're grieving, they can be a victim of domestic violence or they can be a batterer. Now, sometimes the statistics, if you look at the statistics for 2010 on the website for the New Jersey Coalition for Battered Women, it would appear that most of the victims of domestic violence are either white or black women. And that may or may not be true. We do know that in many cultures, women are not